In lyrics sung by the Maine, strength will find you sooner than you ever thought it would. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now
welcome to episode 55 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am your host, Pete, and sitting alongside me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and I am struggling because the microphone is moved.
Because they came and cleaned our house.
I'm all thrown off.
Yeah, we did.
I probably should have looked at this before we started recording.
Yeah, I think... the popper thingy needs to come down a little bit, maybe.
Well, the microphone's higher, so they must have, moved it and then thought they adjusted it.
Oh.
And maybe they want me to have better posture.
Yeah, maybe.
They want me to sit up a little straighter. But anyway,
yes.
It is episode 55. We're here, and the wine is back.
The wine is back.
So what's in that bottle?
RC.
RC?
Well, that's what's on the label.
Really?
Well, that's on the front of the label, at least.
Oh.
Roque Wine Company. It's a 2015 Merlot.
I'm going to go with Roque.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see the R. Yeah, Roque. Sorry. I didn't see the R. I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, so that's a W in the middle. RWC.
Oh, it is.
Look at that.
It's got a little, wine press on the front, too. It's a cool label. But it's a Merlot. I don't know if we've ever had a Merlot on the show before.
I'm not drinking any bleeping Merlot. Well, Merlot took a big hit.
Yeah.
Because of Sideways.
Yeah.
Which is quite
a long time ago.
Yeah, quite a long time ago now. Yeah. I want to say it's 13 or 14 years ago now. But I have no idea.
I feel like that might even been longer. Because I feel like I was in college when that came out.
Oh, come on. That can't be true.
Really?
Maybe in grad school?
Maybe grad school. I feel like it's more than 13 years, though. But
really?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
All right. Well, what do you think of the wine?
The wine is very good.
While I use the Google machine.
Here, let me take another sip because it's good.
That's good what people pop. Are hoping to hear is you sipping.
It's very good. It's nice drinkable. You don't need food with it. It's good, easy drinking.
2004.
So 14 years. Oh. It seems like it was longer, though.
You know. Well, so here's why I know that. I started in the business in 2004.
Oh.
In late 2004 is when my store really opened in 2005, but
right.
I started in the business in 2004.
Yep.
And that's right when I knew Sideways had just come out because I couldn't sell Merlot, even though he drinks and loves Merlot in the movie.
But,
you know.
No.
But it's different if it's from Bordeaux.
Yes.
If it's a right.
But no, it's very good. Highly enjoy. So far.
Left Bank. I said right. I meant Left Bank. So we're,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think. No, wait. Left Bank?
Oh, boy.
Cabernet?
God. Oh, my goodness. Is it on the bottle?
No, because it's not from Bordeaux.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I'm struggling,
You're having issues.
I am. This whole microphone thing has me thrown off.
So you're going to blame Elaine and it's Danny's fault.
Everything's Danny's fault. Sorry.
Okay.
Left Bank is... Cabernet. Right Bank is Merlot.
All right.
Sorry.
You good?
I'm good. I don't know why I was so thrown. So anyway,
yes.
It's been a couple of weeks. So
we're
out of practice on
we
top
are,
of everything
obviously,
else.
Clearly.
This is super compelling for the first 5 minutes of the program.
Yes. For those first listeners, we apologize. It doesn't get any better, though.
No. So. It only gets worse with me on it. So we had a couple of things going on over the last couple of weeks, and we heard from some patrons.
Yes.
That we didn't record.
No. Why didn't we record last week?
Life.
Oh, yeah. It has a tendency to get in the way.
Yeah. And we heard from one, Christine,
mm-hmm.
sent a note and said that she misses views from the couch.
Oh boy, no pressure.
And I thought that you would think that was great because we get more negatives. It's the only thing anybody ever complains about with you
is my views of the couch. I know.
So let's just kick it off with a little FMC rewind. Views from the couch.
Views from the couch. So I was happy to be home and be able to catch up on my shows. I binged Grey's Anatomy Monday, I want to say. It was Monday. I binged it. I had four episodes to watch. So, I mean, that takes up almost my entire day because I do work. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting there watching
it. You keep claiming that.
I do. So, you know, it's like stops and you have to, you know, rewind and all that stuff. But for those, I mean, Grey's has been on, I think it's like surpassed, like it's the longest running drama, I want to say now, because it's probably been on for 14 years. I mean, it's so long, but it's every... You would think they would start to run out of stuff to talk about, but they don't. It's great. And you cry. And it's just, I mean, you can't go through an episode without crying pretty much. But I love my Grey's. So I was able to catch up on that. Today, I binged my Bravo shows. So, you know, my obsession with Below Deck and like the super yachts and us wanting, I want to be rich so that we can go to a vacation on a super yacht and like just, you know, even though I'm a sailor, I can understand like how awesome it would be to be on one of these yachts and cruise the Mediterranean with people waiting on you hand and foot and having this. I mean, the chef that they have this season, like he's amazing. He's young. Like he's not that old, but he's trained. And I mean, he's just like he had a bad one night. Like they moved dinner up on him 30 minutes, which, you know, you're thinking, oh, it's 30 minutes, not a big deal. But for a chef, you know, that's cooking for 10 people, two of which are children, he's, you know, has to plan out and he meticulously does timing. And so to move it up a half hour can put a lot of pressure on him. So he got out of his like element and like out of his routine. So it wasn't the best dinner service. And like, this is the first time, like, he's had any complaints about his food. Like, all of his food looks amazing. Like, stuff that we would eat. And so, it's this, the next night, or, yeah, the next day for lunch, like, he just was like, you know what? I got this. You know, I need to get just back to basics and, you know, just really prove, you know, show them what I can do. And he did. I mean, he's just... But I want to be on a super yacht. I would love to do that.
We are going to need a lot more money.
I know, but it's so much fun. You know, the water toys and the drinking.
I'm not sure what part of this would be fun to me.
Yeah, you would hate it. Well, but you can go like to Mediterranean, then you go off the boat and you go do tours like in the ports and stuff like that. I mean, you would like that part.
Maybe.
Oh. So.
Well, in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like that. Sorry. Yes,
this would be so much fun.
So I had to look up Grey's for you.
Yeah. How long?
The first episode of Grey's actually occurred like 3 or 4 days after. I opened on March 24th, 2005.
Oh, yeah.
My first wine store.
Okay. So.
And it was on March 27th with 2005 was the
it
first.
It was spring premiere.
Well, so it must have been a big hit right away because it was a mid-season fill-in, yeah. Obviously. And then it must have been a hit because they're on their 15th. Season, but that's been on the air for 13 and a half years.
Okay.
But they're on
so
their
they
15th
must have
season.
Like doubled up at the beginning or something.
Something like that to give viewers what they wanted.
It was so
although
good.
I've even, never watched an episode.
You know, and I didn't watch it at the very beginning. So, you know, we can it's on the Netflix. And so you can watch like the first seasons and I kind of want to watch it like because I never saw I know what happened obviously because it is one of those shows that I mean you can come in the middle and like kind of catch up but you really aren't gonna you're gonna miss so much so I wouldn't mind watching from the very beginning the very first episode I bet there's
so you haven't
young.
Watched it
the very first no I don't think I've seen the first season I think I came in season two
so do they have all the seasons on the Netflix
I think so
I kind of think there might be a winter binge coming.
I think so. I don't know. I have so many. Linda keeps finding more and more shows for. There's a new show on Netflix, or I guess it's not new. It just dropped for this season. Like,
look at Julie with the lingo.
I know. I'm trying to be cool. And she's gonna yell at me because she tells me it's like Untangled?
I can't help you.
I know. I had it written down, and she like loves it, and she's like, "You need to watch it. It's so good." I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, "Okay," but I can't remember the name of it. So, anyways, back to my views. So then I watched I was watching Married to Medicine. This is the one where like a lot of the women are doctors, or they're married to doctors, and they all went on a trip because they do these, you know, just like all the Real Housewives, they go on these trips. But they, what Married Medicine do is they do couples trips, and like they're on day two of the trip, and I kid you not, all they've done is fight. Like, okay, there's always fighting on these trips, but this one, all they're doing is fighting. It was annoying. It was so much to the fact that I actually almost turned it off, like not watch the entire episode.
But it's, I mean, that's like every episode.
But it's not like there's a fight in the episode, but then there's not, you know, then they're like, there's fun parts where they're actually enjoying each other's company. These last two episodes of Married to Medicine, I swear all they've done is fight. And that's just annoying. It's like, okay, I get it. You think this is good TV, but it's not, because it's just because all they do is talk over each other, because you can't understand what they're saying, and they're just rehashing the old stuff that they buried 3 years ago, and it's just stupid. So I didn't enjoy that. But
producers got in their ear.
I know.
You guys better make this entertaining.
I know.
And the fights. People like the fights.
People like the fights, but I did not enjoy the fights. So.
Well, I think that at least you got to catch up.
I did. And you watched a couple. You watched that one show, The Sweet Home, that was the decorating. It was they're in Oklahoma City, and they had a show before, but now it's just centered around one of the characters, or one of the women. She's not a character. She's a real designer, and she was designing the judge's house, and it was like this multi-million-dollar house, and she like was renovating it and designing it and stuff. And it's just like, again, it's like, oh, like they seem like that show, there's no fighting. Like that's they started off as a Real Housewife type before they did the whole design aspect of it, but there was never any fighting. So I think that's why they stopped, and they like, okay, let's twist it and do like a design because everyone loves like a design show.
Well, it had that one woman who is intensely stupid.
Oh, Tubbs. Yeah, her name. That's her name. That's her name. It's Tubbs. Well, that's her nickname. But she smokes, but she wears gloves when she smokes so that her hands don't smell like cigarettes.
But the rest of her clothes and her face and her hair,
that's okay. But she wears gloves, and she's always got like a big gulp of like sweet tea, and her children drink out of sippy cups, and they're older. Like there was one episode in the previous season where like her friends came over and like got like took 100 sippy cups out of her house because her children were still like they're teenagers and drinking out of sippy cups.
Well, the only thing that stuck out to me in that, and then just the fact that there was like one warped board.
Yes.
In the kitchen, so they redid the entire kitchen floor. And I mean, first world problems.
I know.
That's beyond first world problems. That's like one percenter problems. Like,
well, her client is a one percenter. I mean,
I have no idea why that was such a big deal, but whatever. I mean, she was like, I don't know. I have to be downstairs more because that stuff just is not necessary.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
So how's the training?
So the training, last week was good. Did my intervals. I got Sunday morning, got up, went, Michaela played in the basement, and I did 2 miles on the treadmill because I didn't want to go outside. It was cold. Well, you were doing a long run, and we had stuff to do. So you had to go out for the run. So I was like, well, I'm just doing – I had 2 miles. I'm like, well, I'll just do it on the treadmill. Plus, it was cold. So last week went well. This week, not so much. I didn't get out at all. I was supposed to, but I didn't. My Snuggie is really comfortable. It's getting cold, right? So going outside is just not appealing to me because I don't like being cold. But, you know, I don't mind the treadmill because then I can watch my treadmill shows because I only watch shows. I'm very particular about that. I don't mind the treadmill, but my Snuggie is so comfortable. And my couch, and I had the Snuggie going. Yeah, it didn't happen. this
Not
week.
Doing anything is always more appealing than doing
it's
something.
So appealing. It was really appealing. But, I mean, it is, like, busy time for me for work, but I could have. I mean, I had time. I could have easily taken an hour at lunch and gone. Because it's only, it's, an, I mean, in reality, it's only about 45 minutes, 50. I mean, the walking, I'm bored with the walking aspect of it. It's a long, like, walking for 45, 50, then, like, 60 minutes by myself, you know, watching my, I do watch TV, but still, even that gets a little boring. But the running, I mean, it's 45 minutes. I can, there's no excuse. I can walk away from my desk for 45 minutes and do it. But the last two times, last week when I went out for my runs, my boss called while I was running. And so I like answer because I didn't like realize, and you never know what's going on. And so I answer and I'm like in mid interval. And she's like, why do you sound out of breath? I'm like, I'm running. She's like, it's after one. I'm like, no, it's not. It's noon. Don't forget. So then the next time on Thursday, I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go out at 11:30 because then it's 12:30 her time. So she'll be at lunch. Nope. Still called me. She's like, it's not even noon yet. I'm like, I can't win. So yeah, that was pretty funny though. I was pretty proud of myself because I was able to talk and think about work while doing my run.
We'll make the run go faster.
Yeah.
When you're talking.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, but I might get out tomorrow. But I do have, I mean, I think I'm going to do my run on, Sunday. It's not going to do it. Yeah, I think this might just be an off week and then, you know, get back to it next week.
Start with week one of the cycle?
No, I don't think I need to go back to week one. I think I'll just go to week two. I don't think taking a week off would, like, make me have to reset myself. But it is not as important. It's so cold outside.
I'm aware.
I know. It's so cold.
That's where I run.
But I don't want to lose it, but I don't think I have. I mean, I did the 2 miles and I was fine. Like, I was fine. Like, running the 2 miles, I was like, oof, I'm good.
Well, you're not going to lose it in a week or
right.
two.
Right. So I feel like, you know,
consistency is good.
Yes.
But if it's not a goal, then it's not a goal.
Right.
So
it's just, you know, trying to be consistent or semi-consistent.
I mean, we have to make sure that everybody knows what's going on because, as Raphael told us last night, you're great and I'm terrible. You have the great podcasting radio voice.
Yeah, who knew? I think I sound like a 12-year-old child, but
and so
I think if we, like, I don't know. I was trying to think. I'm like, what would make me want to be more consistent with it? And I'm like, well, maybe if we had another 5K on the books, I would be. But, you know, we had the mountain thing, and I really wasn't consistent going up into the running the mountain. So.
I think in your head, you could do a 5K now anytime you wanted in your head.
Right.
And so go longer.
Yeah, I just don't – I know. That's what Raphael was saying last night, too. Oh, he's got 2 shout-outs. He's going to be very excited. He was saying, well, why don't you do like a half? I'm like, oh.
Well, there's distances between those two things.
I know.
You could do – why don't you train for the 8K Shamrock Shuffle in March? It could be cold, I know.
Well, it's not even that. It's just – that's such a pain to get down there, too.
Are you kidding?
Yes. Well, because with Michaela, and it could be kids' weekends, I mean, it's pain. It could be a pain.
It could be
a pain. That's what I said. It could be a pain to get down
or
there.
Or you could just think about just got to get downtown, which we do all the time. I think that if you don't want to do it, then you could say, I don't want to do it. I don't think it's...
Is that what we did before we did the Shamrock Shuffle, right?
That's the one where you were soaking you were in so much pain. And then we went to a Hawks playoff game.
I was in so much pain after that. I did not train properly at all for that.
You didn't train at all.
Well, I mean, I walked and I did some running, you know, but yeah, it was pretty funny. I was in so much pain. We'll think about it.
I mean, there's 10Ks all the time, too.
Yeah.
But I was thinking instead of doubling that you could do something in between.
Yeah.
Which would be.
We'll think about it.
4.97 miles or whatever, 8K.
So far.
It is. Super far. Mm-hmm. I set a PR this year in that race. That was
you
fun.
You did.
I was flying down the streets in the cold. It was really cold that morning. But I
yeah,
got,
we
I got
didn't
to meet,
come down.
Got
oh,
to
we
meet
came,
Rob
oh, we came and met
and
afterwards.
Tracy.
Didn't we, is that when the kids and I met you at the Museum of Science Industry afterwards, right? Was that the Shamrock Shuffle?
I do believe so, yes.
Yeah.
It was. So, yeah. I mean, it's something to think about.
It's to think about. You can think about it. I said, I'm like, maybe. We'll see.
I mean, I think you could get through it if you did the training that you're doing consistently now. You could get through that race.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have to run the whole thing. I would run walk it.
Yeah.
With the training you're doing, but could be fun. Just offering it up there.
Yeah.
I start marathon training basically in high gear this week.
I feel like I need to give you all the focus.
Right.
can I use that as an excuse?
Whatever you need to tell yourself, you go ahead and do that. Yeah, I start this week, it starts in full swing. So I've never run further than the half marathon distance. And my training run this week on Saturday will be 14 miles.
See, that just, I mean, I guess it's not like that big of a jump. Like for me, it's like, oh, you're starting from the beginning to do a marathon training. Like you work up to like 14, but it's like, I guess you're not because you're already at 13 miles. Like you can do 13 miles with no problem. So now it's that next hurdle.
I don't know if I would say no problem.
I think like no problem.
But I can do it. And 14, I'm not nervous about at all. But it's a long time. I mean, my furthest training run ever has been 12 up until now.
Right.
So the 13 and change, 13.1 something, has only been in races.
True.
So my longest training run will be this weekend. And at my pace, I mean, I'm out there just a little shy of 3 hours.
So how many podcasts will you go through?
Well, there's always the good news is 10 Junk Miles releases usually on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have a 10 Junk Miles to listen to. And depending on what it is, those are usually anywhere from 2 hours to...
Seriously?
4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Usually in the two and a half range, usually. But they've had a five-hour one.
Oh, my goodness.
Where he's interviewed people.
Wow.
So if it's a gang show, it's usually about 2 hours, give or take.
Okay.
If it's an interview, you just don't know. And I think this week they might release two. They might release because they had Camille Heron on. And Camille is a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a gang show and then an interview. Mm-hmm. So if they get them both out, that would be fantastic because I would love to listen to her. She's like unbelievable. She wins outright 100-mile races and 50-mile races.
Crazy.
So
crazy.
She's super fast. She has world records and yeah, she's great.
That's crazy.
And she seems super down to earth. She does like to drink some beer during a race, eat some bacon. So she's kind of cool and I would love to listen to that. So we'll see. And if there's two of those, I'll just listen to those. And if not, I'll find some other things to listen to. I mean, I there's a lot of things that I like, but I try to listen to running things during this. So it's usually 10 Junk Miles, and then I'll usually go to either How Was Your Run Today? Okay. Well, now that I should rephrase that. Endurance for Everyone would be in there too, of course, but they're on hiatus. Yeah. And they drop earlier in the week.
So you're already... So
I listen to them on other runs.
Yeah.
So my long runs usually are 10 Junk Miles... If there's a Gomer's episode, How Was Your Run Today, Marathon Training Academy.
Yeah.
Those are usually my go-to on the...
On the runs.
On the runs.
Your long runs.
On the long runs. So, and Morning Shakeout. I really like that one too. Mario Fraioli.
It's amazing how many running podcasts there are. And that's like...
Oh, there's a ton of them.
I know. That's like not even a drop in the bucket.
Well, and there's one that I've kind of stopped listening to now. I used to listen to 300 Pounds and Running, but I've kind of stopped listening to them. They've kind of gotten negative in my view.
Yeah.
And they're really, really complaining about being at the back of the pack. And
You mentioned that one before.
And running, I mean, they're not running within the cutoff times and they're complaining about people
picking up the course and stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, if there's not a medal or if there's not mats out, I mean, you're behind the cutoff by an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. You signed up for the race.
Right.
So I just wish that it was more positive in the beginning. He did a really good job, I thought, for years. And he's got a co-host now. And I don't know. They're just more negative than I really want to listen to.
No, you need positively.
I want, right. I mean, I'm going to listen to positive things for the most part. And I mean, I don't mind, like, if you've got something going on and you need to talk about it. I'm about to do that on this episode. But I want it to turn into something positive, just not a complaint fest. And that's 90% of what they're doing the last several episodes. So, you know, it's too bad. Hopefully they'll turn a corner. Or maybe that's what their audience wants, right?
Yeah,
like,
who
your
knows?
Reality show audiences want fights, and
they do.
Maybe that's what his audience and wants, and, you know, more power to him.
Yep.
So anyway, getting off of that subject. So yeah, I'll listen to a lot of stuff, and I'm looking forward to it. It is cold, but I like that. So
crazy.
You know, we'll get through it. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Sure.
All by my lonesome.
All
out there.
By your lonesome for 14 miles.
Well, and I wanted to go to a path, but we have so much going on.
Saturday's crazy.
That I can't. So now I'm going to have to stay close to home, which means just running on asphalt and concrete around here.
Right.
I don't even want to go to the other little path across because it's just too far. Like, I want to be able to time everything.
Okay.
So I'll figure it out. I always do.
Yep.
I somehow always end up really close to home on the patterns that I take. I've never had to go this long, but we'll get her done. And I'll wear the Gore-Tex shoes probably because they're a little bit warmer. That was the one thing that, although they're still kind of
muddy.
Well, they've got my pants, like, nothing came clean from the marathon on the mountain.
What was I wearing? Though my pants, like, I put my hands in the side pockets and there was like dirt in them. I'm like, what the heck? Yeah. I'm like, I washed these things like three times.
Yeah, I've got to go buy some tomorrow. I really got to go buy some running tights though.
Yeah,
I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
So yeah, good stuff.
Cool.
The bigger problem for me has been eating.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, it's been a great week for me so far.
Mm-hmm.
With eating, I feel a lot better right away. So I've been thinking a lot about this, and I can't remember what your answer was on how emotions play into your eating habits. But for me, emotions are probably my biggest trigger.
For me, emotions make me not want to eat. I'm like the opposite.
See, I need that. How do I contract that disease?
I don't know. Well, I remember I used to have an issue with, like, not eating, so I don't know if that's something that, you know.
No, we don't want that.
We don't really want that. But, yeah, if I let my emotions get to me, I just don't want to eat at all.
So
if you see me in a bed and not eating, then you know something's going on.
Right. And I'm the opposite, right? So
yeah.
I thought long and hard about talking about this stuff, and I'm going to write a blog to kind of get it out in a different way. But in general, you know, I've had to talk lately to a therapist just because I have been really down.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say that it's, you know, mild depression, and I've probably battled this my whole life, just, you know, and I've talked to therapists in the past and they've mentioned it. I've never had to go on meds, but when I talked before, it was more about temper, but they always said that my temper was tied to, you know, other things like depression.
Right.
So, and it's not an easy thing to talk about.
No. There's a stigma against it.
There is. And, you know, you get a lot of hashtag wisdom and a lot of platitudes, you know, when you do talk about it. I mean, I've only told a few people up until talking about it on here.
For our dozens.
Yeah, for the few people that'll listen through this. I know everybody's been super supportive, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. But for me, when I start to get depressed, eating becomes I just want to feel better. And I know I'm not going to by eating that, you know, Halloween candy that's still sitting around. But that's the only thing that I can think about.
Right.
And it becomes almost obsession.
Yeah.
And so I'm eating it out of a need, which it's not really a need, but like a craving that I don't know how to explain it, but it's really difficult for me to not have it because I will be agitated and not sleep and not, like, I won't be able to concentrate if I don't just go and have it. Or, you know, it's not just sugar. It's also grains, you know, a sandwich or whatever.
So it's not like, it's not something that you can just, like, will not to think about it. It'll just go away. It's something that will just nag at you until you satisfy it.
Yeah. it becomes overwhelming. So the way that I thought about it, I was thinking about this on my run today, and I started thinking about, well, there's a Greek mythology, there's a Sisyphus, and okay. his punishment is he has to roll a boulder up a hill and then watch it roll down, and then roll the boulder up the hill and watch it roll down. And to me, being depressed and trying to figure out this eating thing is like rolling a giant, when things are bad, it's like a giant boulder that I'm rolling uphill, and then it rolls down and I've got to go get it again. And so I can't make that cycle stop. And it's that kind of a burden, right? Mm. It's physically, mentally, emotionally just exhausting for me. And so the problem is I get tired, but I can't sleep. So I'm not sleepy, but I'm super just tired, and, you know, running wasn't helping, which is not normal.
Right. And that's your go-to.
And the eating thing is always like rolling a boulder uphill for me. And so is, you know, the, I guess if, you know, I'm loathe to call it depression just because I don't know.
Right.
You know, it's hard for me to think about that. But if I am depressed, like, or if I have some sort of low grade clinical depression, it's like rolling some size boulder at all times, right? And if things are going well, maybe the boulder's smaller, but I'm still rolling that boulder. And that's the thing where I think I differ so much from other people who are successful going NSNG or keto or any of these or whatever eating, you know, vegan, whatever eating way that they're doing, plant-based. Some of them don't need willpower once they get into a rhythm.
Right.
I need willpower regardless.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
And so right now I'm rolling a really big boulder up that hill every single day.
Yeah.
So everything is a choice. It's easier once I get a day or two into it where I've just used all the willpower I've got. And now I'm not like I looked at the candy today, like as Michaela was eating some, and I didn't want it.
Well, that's good.
Last night, I was hungry when we got home from our dinner.
Yeah.
I didn't eat.
Yeah, that's a huge win.
So I think I've turned the corner on that, and I feel better. I just need to figure out how to get the other parts into alignment so that I don't need to do that, right?
Right.
So it's been rough, though. I mean,
it has been.
It's been probably really rough on you.
I just ignore you.
For somebody with a mental illness, that is so nice of you to do.
I figure, I mean, you have no choice. I said, I was probably a little harsh. I'm like, well, you're going to have to get through it because there is no other choice. Like, so whatever we need to do. And I said, whatever I need to do to help you. But I know that's something like, I mean, I can be there, you know, making the dinners, making your lunches to try and help you make the right choices when it comes to the food part. But the other stuff is like, I mean, I'll obviously listen whenever you need to get stuff off, but it's really, it's on you. Like, I mean, it is. I mean,
nobody else can fix it.
And
I'm not saying anything bad about a therapist, but they can't fix it.
Right. They can be a sounding board. They can, you know, offer you suggestions, and that's what the therapist is. I mean, I was in therapy before. I've done it. I mean, my parents went through a divorce. It was not a very good time for me. I went through therapy because I was depressed and my family was worried about me. So I went to therapy for a little while. And then kind of the same situation was like, okay, what? I mean, you're just, I'm crying. All I'm doing is crying for 45 minutes. I'm like, this is not going to happen. I'm done. And so I just made myself, I mean, just made that decision. Like, all right, I'm going to deal with it. And you just have to deal with it and move forward because there is no alternative. I mean,
I think that by nature, though, you're a more positive person. You have a better outlook on life than I do in general.
Honestly, I think that was a turning point for me. I think growing up, my brother, my parents might have a different opinion on that as far as my positivity. But honestly, I think it was that point where I, you know, my parents divorced, my, you know, my dad getting remarried, and you know, this, all this stuff going on. I'm in high school. I'm not the most attractive girl. You know, I had a weight issue. I mean, it was just like everything you can imagine, just throw it on you. My boyfriend cheated on me. I mean, it was just horrible. I think after going through all that, I was just like, you know what? F it. I'm not going to look at the negative anymore. I'm not going to be that person. I don't want to be that person. You know, I saw myself like being moody, being just like not a pleasant person to be around. And I'm like, I'm just not going to be that person anymore. And that's kind of.
So I think that's where I am starting to come to grips with what this, if you want to call it diagnosis, could be.
Like, right.
I don't want to be that way either.
Yeah.
I just. But it's there. Like, right. It's like a weight on me.
Yeah.
And to get rid of it is really difficult.
I don't think you will ever get rid of it, though. Like, I still have it. It's still there. Like, everyone has a piece of negativity in them. You're never going to get rid of it. It's just how you're going to be able to manage that little person that does that. And, you know, and you already took those steps, right? Because you're not. You didn't eat last night. You're not eating. And so you obviously are making the right steps in it, and you're starting to control that. I don't think you'll ever get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, I tied the two things together. That's the one I've chosen to work on more is the eating and trying to be physically healthy.
Right.
The other half of that equation, though, is like I can work on it, but there's – I believe it's hormonal or yep. There's something inside, right?
Sure.
It's chemical.
Yeah.
That I've got to keep trying to figure out.
Right.
I don't know if, I mean, the therapist that I was talking to, I'm not thrilled. I don't know if that's the route I'll go or not. You know, I'm not ready for any kind of medication. I don't think it's that bad. Like, I'm not. Right. There's levels, and I'm going to write about this because I think I could probably do it better if I sit down and think in a different mm-hmm. way than just talking extemporaneously here. I know everybody's shocked. There's no script.
No.
There's barely an outline. So
I didn't know we were talking about this until I came downstairs. So
well, and I didn't know if I was going to go down this path either. I was just going to talk about the tie of emotions and eating.
Right.
But I mean, maybe other people are going through this.
I'm sure
and,
they are.
You know, you're not alone. And that's the one thing I can say is I know I'm not alone going through it, but it's really hard to see that
right.
when you're the one pushing the boulder
right.
and nobody else can help you do no. that. And so what I've got to try to figure out is how to work through these issues and try to figure out where that chemical imbalance is coming from or whatever is inside me, I got to figure out how to balance that better.
Right.
And I know that stress is a big part of it for sure. And
big
we're,
trigger.
You know, I'm in retail and we're heading into, you know, our busiest time of the year and we're always behind. And I don't work well like that.
Right.
I work well under pressure, but not behind. To me, those are two different things. And I'm struggling with work, and maybe that's, you know, one of the triggers. And so when
yeah.
that doesn't go well, I get stressed. When I get stressed, my insulin, you know, makes me want to eat and
yeah.
it, you know, produces cortisol, which I believe helps you, you know, with having a weight problem because it impacts your insulin levels. So I've really tried to work on the eating part and running and
yeah.
trying to hit paces and concentrate on that and not ignoring what's happening on the inside and ignoring how I'm feeling, but more let me control what I can control right now
right.
and to not put the other stuff aside, but kind of at least try to let it simmer down while I get these other things right. And I will say, though, when I don't eat poorly,
mm-hmm.
I do feel better. And even I can feel myself evening out. Even when I'm stressed, I'm getting over it quicker.
Yeah.
Because it was not pretty for a couple of weeks at all for me. So, you know, there's strategies and tactics, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of that for me just has come down to telling myself, like, again, you know, you want to lose weight? You got to be 95-98% on point.
Yeah.
100% for me isn't realistic. And
right.
I know that.
Right.
I applaud those who can.
Yeah.
And there's also no end date.
No.
You know, we talked last night. There was a couple with us at dinner and, you know, they were Whole 30 fans.
Right.
And my problem with Whole 30 is it ends at 30 days.
Right.
I mean, I know that that's not the intent. The intent
right.
is
like
that's what you'll want to do going forward.
Exactly.
But it's right in the name, Whole 30. So, you know, to me, that's not a good long-term strategy for us.
Right.
it's a great jump start, but then you better have, like, what am I going to do day 31? Ready to go?
Ready to go.
And I don't know. Like, I really struggled on that. And I was really struggling, too, with what to eat because I got bored of the food.
Ugh.
I think we've both kind of gone through some ruts.
So we had our staples and stuff, and like one that you love is the crack slaw. And honestly, I can't eat it. I have no desire. Even making it's hard for me to do because of the smell, but I do it because it's great for you for lunches. But like some of our go-to meals, I just have no desire to eat them anymore. And I don't even feel like we overdid it. I'm having a hard time coming up with new menu plans. Like, so for the last 2 weeks, I've been very good about menu planning for us. You know, I did our grocery shopping early on, so we had the food. We didn't eat out. We ate the food for the groceries.
So why don't you talk about how you did that, what you did, and then like what some of those meals were? Because I think that could really help.
So I mean, a lot of people don't. I use Pinterest a lot, but this last 2 weeks, I actually went to our good friend Anna, and I did eat healthy. No, happy. Damn it! I used our Eat Happy cookbook a lot this last 2 weeks. Last week I did. I picked out a couple of her recipes, and I woke up in the morning while Michaela was having breakfast. I get out my cookbook. I write the days of the week that I need to cook for, and then I just start filling in menus. I mean, I just say, okay, dinner, and it's only dinners. And I knew you wanted crack slaw for lunches, so I had that all set away to do that for you. And I kind of wanted to do our sous vide egg bites because I was kind of getting a little sick of tired of my bacon and eggs. So I had breakfast figured out. Your lunches, my lunch is cottage cheese or nuts or something like that.
And when we say crack slaw, it's egg roll in a bowl.
Egg roll in a bowl, yeah. Which is, I mean, it's an easy meal. I mean, it's your bag of coleslaw. It's hamburger, pork. I personally, you like the meatloaf mix. So it's half hamburger, half pork. Or sometimes some of the meatloaf mix have a little veal in it as well. Just gives it a little more flavor. We add water chestnuts to it because it just gives more crunch. And then it's sriracha, ginger, soy sauce, and rice wine vinegar. I mean, it's a simple soup. Oh, onion and garlic.
And it's not a lot of soy either. No. Cause I know that.
Yeah, because they actually call for Coco Amos, which is a soy sauce.
Oh, the aminos.
The aminos, aminos. It's like a soy sauce. But I can never find it. Like, I've looked so many different stores.
Okay. I mean, that little bit of soy
it's three tablespoons in the entire dish, and it makes enough for four or five. Well, depending on how big of a portion you want.
I eat three.
Yeah, four or five portions it makes it. So it's really not that big of a soy sauce. But they do have gluten-free soy sauce that you could do. And I thought about buying it just to get a little bit.
I'm not sure that would make
I don't know if it would make a difference, though. But anyway, so I that was my goal. It's like, okay, we're busy every weekend. We have something going on. So my goal was Saturday morning, I make the grocery list, I take Michaela to school to her dance class, get her lunch, and then we go shopping. And that's what I mean, we just go do our grocery shopping. She'd watch her show and she'd be happy, or she'd, push a cart depending on what was going on.
So what were some of the dinners?
Let's see. So last week, when I was using Anna's cookbook, I did her. She has a great pork chop that marinates in like a soy with some lime. It's like an Asian marinade. So I did the pork chop, and then what else did we eat last week? I feel like I should bring down my menus because I tape them on our refrigerator so that we know. But steak and squash. So we do acorn squash a lot. So acorn squash is just, you roast it upside down for about an hour at 400 degrees, then you turn it, and then you put like a pound of Kerrygold gut.
Or a pat. But we do the Kerrygold.
The Kerrygold butter in it, and you let it go for another 15, 20 minutes, and then you put a bunch, some salt on top, and it's so good. So that's one of our staples that I can eat almost every day. It's so good.
Yeah, we'll
do that with steak and a salad typically what we do with
that.
So
we've got plenty of vegetable in there, and I mean, that's one of my favorite meals.
Oh, I made her her chicken with artichoke. It's got an artichoke, cherry tomato, spinach cream sauce with lemon. It's so you didn't eat it that because you had some of the crack slaw late in the day, and so you weren't hungry. But it's so good. That one is I could eat that one again.
Well,
easily.
Definitely we should make that one again. But I guess the point is that we're trying to rotate.
I'm trying to not have the same thing every week.
And we're trying to rotate proteins too.
Yeah,
we're trying to do a pork. We're trying to do a chicken. We're trying to do a
beef. We do a lot. We tend to go towards beef more. Like we do. We made the nachos with the bell pepper, so the bell pepper becomes the nacho shell essentially, and you just use ground beef with paste picante sauce, onion, and some cheese. That's it.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, too. And
I
always make a little bit of guacamole with it. And we put a little sour cream on top. And that's one of the staples. And I think the biggest staple for us is taco salad. But that's been a staple for,
forever. It's just we just omitted the chips.
Yeah, we just don't use the chips now. But I think that it's important to find some things that you don't get sick of.
Right.
And like that, we don't get sick of steak and a salad, steak and squash in a salad.
Right.
And we don't get, it's all red meat. And we don't get tired of the taco salad, which is literally just a ton of lettuce.
Yeah.
Some.
Oh, I made that zucchini. Oh, yeah. The lettuce with ground beef, onion.
Right.
And then if it's tomato season, I'll throw some tomatoes in there, but not really because.
You'll throw avocado in there.
Avocado, yeah. This time I put like avocados were on sale and they looked really good, so we each got like an entire avocado in our salad this week. It's good. I loved it. We made those the zucchini noodles.
Oh right. So we had no meat Monday.
No meat Monday.
And I posted that one, the picture of it at least.
I think so. Yeah.
That was really good. And we've kind of gone back to having a glass of wine.
Yeah.
You know, a couple, two, three nights a week. And it's probably not our best idea for weight loss. But
it's good for sanity.
It is. But we enjoy it. Like, to me, it makes the meal more enjoyable. Like, we're not drinking a bottle. We're drinking a glass.
So
that was nice. But I guess my point is, like, you've got to have some go-tos that you don't get tired of.
And honestly, you have to have Pinterest or the cookbooks. I mean, we have a couple different. So we have three. We have a keto book, we have the Banting book, and then we have Anna's. So we have three cookbooks, and I try to like cycle through them as much as I can to get ideas, because I'm just, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to come up with. And I think that was my issue for a long time was I was tired of cooking. I was tired of trying to figure out what to make. And it's exhausting. And whenever I want to do like the menu planning, you're not hungry, and like you can't think about food if you're not hungry or if it's not the right time. And so, like, I'd be like, "Oh, what do you want?" And like, I nothing sounds good right now. It's like, okay, well, but I want us to get. We were relying too much on just going out and grabbing a no bun burger or getting ribs or something like that. I mean, I made a conscious decision. I'm like, okay, no matter what is going on in the weekend, I'll go grocery shopping. And this weekend's going to be very hard given all that we have going on. But I actually do have to go grocery shopping because I'm cooking Thanksgiving meal now, Thanksgiving dinner next week, and I need to get everything before.
Yeah, I don't know. When are you, Sunday?
I'm going to go. So I have a baby shower Sunday. I'll go after the shower on
what
Sunday.
What time is the shower?
It's 11 to 2, I want to say.
So that's a big one. And, you know, the other thing that we did, I had a huge event for work.
Yeah.
And we had people back, and I made pulled pork.
Oh, that's so good.
And I mean, it came out really good, and I mean, there was hardly any sugar in the rub.
No.
And it was over the course of 13 pounds, so.
Right.
But the, you know, it was just, if you like pulled pork, you can just eat piles of meat.
Right.
You could put a little barbecue on it if you want. You could put I put some hot sauce on
it.
Yeah. It was good. I like it with pickles. I guess the point being, like, you've got to find those things and you've got to be willing to do some work to find the variety.
Right.
And it does get difficult. And I have trouble separating difficult from boring. So to me, like, they run into each other too much. I kind of use one excuse or the other. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate all the effort that you've put into getting the menu planned and making the food. And as long as, you know, we don't get bad pork chops.
Oh, I know.
We did so really angry. Well. And tonight, so we had to run out and get food. I mean, there was nothing here, so it was fast food it was, and not our favorite thing to do anymore.
No.
And
but I didn't eat any of my french fries, so it was a mental win for me.
I did eat a few of your french fries. Not many, though.
Not our usual.
I would have eaten them all.
Right, because I don't typically, because I get gyros. And I, like, brushed my teeth a little bit before I came downstairs.
Didn't help.
Yeah, I know.
So you've got a plan.
Yeah. Planning is important. When you're on this, you have to have a plan. Like, you can't just go into your day unless you have time to go grocery shopping every single day. And right. If you do, that's great. But otherwise, you have to have a plan going into your work week. Right. I mean,
we won't have a much of it. I mean, we'll have Thanksgiving dinner and stuff. So this week will be a little bit more difficult. The week coming up, the following week, though, what I think we could do is maybe post the meal plan.
Oh yeah.
So people could kind of see what you do.
My kitchen, my you may chicken
wanna,
scratch.
I was going to say, do you want to type it up for that? I'm surprised it isn't in a spreadsheet, to be honest with you.
No, because then I have to, like, because our printer is not always hooked up to the Wi-Fi, so I got to come downstairs to print it. That's a lot of work. Now, I like to, I'm old school, like, because every once in a while I'll put, like, if I'll get my phone, I'll get my notes pad going on my phone, and I'll type up, like, certain things to make sure I don't forget from the grocery store. But I love having a pad of paper and writing out my grocery list and then going to the grocery store with my coupon book and my pen that just ran out of ink, so I need a new pen, but my pen and my paper and, like, scratching it off and stuff. And it I love that. And it's so funny because I, you know, with Michaela with me these last few times, you know, she tries to help, you know, bless her heart. And it reminds me of when Lily and I used to do that, you know, our Saturday mornings. Like, Lily and I would go and we'd go get our nails done and then we'd go hit all the grocery stores. And we used to joke about how we wonder what Daddy and Daniel's doing. Like, oh, they're probably watching TV or they're probably sleeping while we're out here doing all the work, you know. And I was just like, oh, I can't wait for... And, like, Lily, that's, you know, she used to be able to read my chicken scratch because she'd be able to find the words to cross it out and stuff. And, you know, I'm looking at Michaela trying to help and I'm like, oh, pretty soon you'll be... It just kind of reminds me of that. So I like the old school. I love to... write it all out.
I think we could post that. I think that would be a fun little thing to do.
Sure.
And, you know, we'll see if...
And we'll have a menu plan for this week. We have to. I mean, Thursday, it's only one day, and we have the kids, and I gotta make sure.
It's still, though, I mean, there's a big holiday in there, so leftovers will be a part of the menu on Friday. And,
yes.
You know, into the weekend. I really think, though, the holiday season... It's more important than ever because there's going to be a couple of times where you're probably going to go overboard.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you got to be ready and you got to be spot on the rest of the time. So,
yeah. I do have my Thanksgiving menu is typed up because I did it last year. So I was able to save it. So I have it from last year. So I already have it done though. So that one is typed up.
So we're doing the exact same thing. We went Facebook Live last year.
For the most part.
Probably skip that this year.
I don't think I'm going to. I think last year we did a broccoli. I'm not going to do a broccoli this year. I might do a. I don't know yet. I think I need another veggie dish. I haven't come up with that yet. But I'm not doing. I will say this. I am not doing a no sugar, no green dessert. So last year I tried.
That's fine.
I did not. I was not successful in my endeavors.
I don't think you need to do it on the gravy either. I think we just just either use just a little bit of it or...
Oh, the gravy?
Because that got gelatinous.
Yeah. I've gotten better at my gravy. I've gotten better at the gravy. But, I don't even use the gravy because I use the cranberry sauce. So if you
Which has just a little bit of sugar in it.
Oh, yeah. Only like a cup and a half of sugar. But it's so good.
It is good.
That was my guilt last year is I ate the cranberry sauce. And I will do it again this year and feel perfectly fine about it.
Well, I mean, you can't be perfect, right? No. So you got to pick and choose.
Exactly.
So. We got to make 15 pounds of mashed potatoes. So.
Right. And I'll have our NSNG stuffing again because I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I'm not a stuffing guy.
I know you're not a stuffing guy. I am. And I love my mom's stuffing, but I'm going to make my choices.
The cranberry sauce beats.
Cranberry sauce.
Well, the cranberry sauce on that stuffing was good.
It's so good. That was on good. My mom's stuffing or the no sugar, no grain stuffing is good. Yeah. Well, that's why. See, that's the cranberry sauce on like a shoe is good. So.
All right. Well, we should wrap it up. We're hitting up against an hour here.
Oh, my goodness.
Long conversation tonight.
I think good, though.
So hopefully I didn't bring anybody too far down in the dumps.
Down on dumps.
Talking about pushing boulders up a hill.
It's all good.
All right. All right, well, you've been listening to episode 55 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories, Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. If you would like to leave us a rating and review, please do so on Apple Podcasts. Also, subscribe in your favorite podcast app. We want to thank our patrons. We have no new reviews, but we still have patrons.
We still have patrons.
Which is great. Amy, John, Rob, Christine, Linda, Julie, we really appreciate everything that you do for us. It really has made making the show a little bit easier on us. And I think that's about it. You can visit fatmanchronicles.com and go on the shop tab and get yourself some swag.
Some holiday presents.
Yes.
Hanukkah's coming up, you know.
I need to go on the shop and make new stuff. That's what I need to do. We should sit down one night and do that together a little bit.
I wonder if we can make like Hanukkah FMC and like Christmas FMC shirts.
Like with a menorah or something?
With like a menorah or something.
Is that sacrilegious?
I don't know. Is
no,
it?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, on the Goldberg, she had like a light up menorah on her sweatshirt.
So when you're Jewish, you can do whatever you want
with
that stuff. We're
not Jewish.
Okay,
never mind.
So I just don't want to offend.
No, we don't want to offend.
Okay. Any more than I do just by being
just
on
by
the air.
Just by being here, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're going to end it right here. Everybody get out there and be better today.
Not hiding, I was unsure, and I was really.